Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're high atop the Tower of Hope at beautiful Christ Cathedral. And we are so blessed to have yet another fantastic person, a person who is full of the Holy Spirit and full of all the things that you want to be to have a wonderful, wonderful life. And that's Hank Evers, Director of Development and Communications for the Orange Catholic Foundation. Hank, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Deacon, I could not be happier than to be here today with you.
Well, how awesome is that? That is fantastic. And Hank is the youngest of 12? You got to be kidding me.
No, it's hard to believe. It truly is. And everyone, thank God, is doing well. They're alive, healthy, and by and large, they're all Easterners. I'm the only one that's west of the Mississippi.
So where did you grow up?
In Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland, Ohio. And so, yeah, I mean, you got a world championship team in basketball there, right? Are you a fan?
Oh, I've got to tell you, Cleveland has gone from being called the mistake on the lake to something very special. Yeah, with both basketball and baseball. My gosh, they've come alive again, haven't they?
Well, they really have. And what a World Series that was, wasn't it?
That was probably, well, in my lifetime, it was the most exciting.
It really was absolutely amazing. So I'm the youngest, too, by the way, so we have a lot to commiserate, but not 12, but just three. And you've been married to your beautiful wife, Lori, and how long have you been married?
I have, and we've been married, this is 24 years we're coming up on, and it's such a delight. You talk about being blessed. It's amazing. We have four children, and two of them have yielded a total so far of six grandkids.
Oh,
now, just a real fast story on this. At the end of 2013, we had a family picture taken, and it's just a remarkable photograph. And when we got that at the end of the year, I looked at it, and I sent it to my two daughter-in-laws, and I said, you know, ladies, 13 in 13, let's get busy. It's 14. So honestly, I was only, you know, half joking, and one of them gave us our six. So here we are now. We do have a total family of 14. Lori and I do, and soon to be 15.
Oh, that is,
or more. I mean, it could be, you know, who knows, twins,
that is
triplets.
So amazing, and congratulations, and God bless you and your family.
Deacon Steve, thank you.
And tell us about your background, because you did a lot of incredible things in business.
Yeah, the background is interesting. It was actually a lot of fun. It was a great experience. I was able to accomplish a lot and to really grow a lot. I did that starting at Pioneer Electronics. I spent 15 years with them. And thanks to Pioneer, I got to see a lot of the United States. That is to say, I was relocated five times. So you can imagine what that's like. But I then moved on to Sony. I was in the in-flight entertainment business. And a few years later, gravitated to a French company by the name of Thales, and had an office then for several years, one in Toulouse and one in Edison, New Jersey. But the real problem was that I was rarely at either because I was responsible for sales to all the airlines of the world. So I was traveling literally somewhere close to 400,000 miles per year.
Oh, boy.
And that really got old. But anyway, the point is that here I am with an opportunity at the Orange Catholic Foundation where my only travel, you know, is from where I live in San Juan Capistrano to up here to Garden Grove and occasionally to a conference in Washington, D.C. or what have you. So that makes life very, very good for me.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're with Hank Evers, Director of Development Communications for the Orange Catholic Foundation. So here you were very successful in business, and all of a sudden you decided here to go to the Orange Catholic Foundation and Christ Cathedral. Tell us about How did that happen?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's a fascinating story. It really is. And I kind of hope that Alan Arnold, our chairman of the board, is listening, because it was, I guess, going back 6 years, that Alan, who was a friend of mine through our parish, St. Edward, had invited me to something called the Conference on Business and Ethics. And I went to that event, and I was so thankful and impressed with what I saw and I heard that I went back to my home and I wrote something, sent it in to what was then the Orange County Catholic, and just like a letter to the editor or whatever. And it wound up being the feature story on the front page, which was amazing. And they gave me a byline. I didn't ask for it, you know, but anyway, so that happened, and it happened to occur right at a juncture where the Orange Catholic Foundation was looking for someone not to fill a slot necessarily that existed, but literally to create a position, which was Director of Development and Communications. And so because my name was out there, there were several people that contacted me and said, Hank, you really got to do this. And it was like, well, it was a great conference, but who's the Orange Catholic Foundation? Yeah. You know, I didn't know. And I looked at the website and it was not impressive, you know. But I decided that I'd do the due diligence. I looked into it. And to my amazement, I met the executive director, who was relatively new at the time, Cindy Bobrick. She hadn't been there, I don't think, for a full year. And oh my gosh, what I thought she was going to be like, she was that again on steroids. I mean, she is fantastic. She's an unbelievable leader. She has a vision. She knows how to execute, etc. And she was able to take the Orange Catholic Foundation from where it was, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, to where it is today. And I've got to tell you, it's a huge difference. I mean, people today know who the Orange Catholic Foundation is. And the things that we're able to accomplish are remarkable. But, you know, I give her a lot of credit. I also give a lot of credit to the team. She brought in the best of the best. And that's always important. You know, you're only Absolutely. As good as the people that you have. And we have a small team. We're only 13 people. But what we're able to accomplish is truly remarkable. We have an ops team, an operations team that is able to just work miracles, it seems. So it was a very interesting transition for me. But as I said, what happened was I wound up taking what was an avocation and transforming it into my vocation. In doing what I do now, I always loved work. But now I feel almost as if I can't get enough of it. I don't feel bad if I work late. In fact, when I leave, I go home. The first thing I do is open, you know, my laptop, and I'm ready to keep going. And doing things on Saturdays and Sundays, that's not a problem because I really enjoy it. I feel that I'm doing God's work. And whenever you have that feeling, when you have that closeness to Christ in your work, as they kind of remind you in Opus Dei, you got it all. And I really feel like I have been blessed beyond belief. I have with my job.
My brothers and sisters were with Hank Evers, Director of Development Communications for Orange Catholic Foundation. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. And one of the things that Hank is talking about is that when you give your heart to Jesus, he repays you 1,000-100-fold. And there's no question about it. And the passion that you have when you give to Jesus, he just blesses you abundantly. And Matthew 7:7, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. And in your heart was to do something even more for Christ. And he opened the door for this new job.
That's exactly correct. And to be able to look back, you know, the 5 years that I've been there, they went by in a blink of an eye. But to look back and to think that when I did come on board, we were, you know, for the first 10 years probably of the Orange Catholic Foundation, we were pretty much known or almost unknown, but known for pastoral services appeal, the PSA. You know, that's very important. In fact, it's extremely important. But since that time, we have expanded again, thanks to the leadership and the board. we've seen so many things happen. In addition to the pastoral services appeal, we handle endowments and a variety of other funds. In fact, right now, we manage over 40 funds, which is really remarkable. We handle both restricted and unrestricted gifts. Estate gifts is it's a growing area for us, and in an area that I'd love to talk a little bit about more. The net proceeds from our events, that's really something to chat about. When you look at the Conference on Business and Ethics for a moment, it used to generate maybe $100,000, but in recent years we've been netting. Let's see, 3 years ago we netted a little over $200,000, and it just continued to grow. This past year, our net was almost $340,000. That's net, not gross. And those are dollars that all support, 100% support tuition assistance for Catholic education. And that's incredible. And that's done at a breakfast, you know. So, but we've done a lot. So we have net proceeds from events. And then, of course, I think that today the Orange Catholic Foundation is possibly best known for the capital campaign. You know, we ran the first ever capital campaign in the history of the diocese. The title is For Christ Forever.
And we're going to be right back to learn more about that incredible capital campaign and where we are here with Christ Cathedral. We'll be right back.
Well, everybody, it is Lent again, and that means it's Fish Fridays at Wahoo's Fish Taco. With the co-founder, Wing Lamb. Wing, what do you have for us this year?
A $9.99 special, get a couple of fish tacos and a nice glass of wine.
And that's every Friday during Lent?
Yes, every Friday at all our locations.
And there's great food all the other times as well. It's Wahoo's Fish Tacos, everybody. 60 locations all over the country. Stop by for Fish Friday during this Lent. For all the information, go to OCCatholic.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're back on Empowered by the Spirit here high atop the Tower of Hope with Hank Evers, Director of Development and Communications for the Orange Catholic Foundation. And we've been talking about some fundraising and a capital campaign for Christ Forever that I was part of, and I was 120% of goal. I'm very proud of that.
Yay, that's
great. Here in the Orange Diocese of St. Elizabeth and Seton. But so many people, and even to this day, do not understand how incredible Christ Cathedral is and this campus. And tell us about the campus and why this diocese is so blessed to have this facility and all of these acres and buildings and so forth.
Oh, Deacon Steve, that's a topic that I love to talk about. But before I dig into that, I just want to mention one thing, and that's very important. We had over 24,000 parishioners in our diocese that participated in the For Christ Forever capital campaign. Some people may think that that was all for Christ Cathedral, but that's not necessarily the fact. The money that we raised really was for five campaign priorities. Yes, Christ Cathedral was one of them and a significant one, but we also raised money for local parish support. So, again, we have 62 parishes in this diocese, and we were able to support most of those through the campaign, those that participated. We supported in a very large way Catholic education. Priest retirement was important. And, of course, when we launched it in 2012, when that took off, the fifth element, case statement, was diocesan ministries, which is really PSA. So a lot of the money from the capital campaign then was granted out to not only school tuition assistance, but Catholic Charities of Orange County, seminarian education, parish stewardship education, Catholic deaf community, and the restorative justice and detention ministry. So, you know, this was really, really important for us. But, you know, Deacon Steve, you do mention the one area, and that's here at Christ Cathedral campus. Oh, my gosh. Let me just share a couple stories with you, okay? In 2012, at the Conference on Business and Ethics, the rector and Episcopal vicar of Christ Cathedral campus, Father Christopher Smith, was sitting at a table. This is the Conference on Business and Ethics, 2012. We had the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award sitting at the table with him, and I was there. And that person happened to be none other than Reverend Robert H. Schuller. And so before the conference started, we're having coffee, talking, and through the course of the conversation, Reverend Schuller looked at Father Christopher and, referencing this campus, he said, you know, he said, I built this, that campus. I built that campus for Christ. I built it for Christ forever. And I swear, truth.
Oh, that's amazing.
Father Christopher on a napkin. We've all heard the napkin stories. On the napkin went for Christ forever. And that became the name of our campaign, which was really, really terrific.
That was awesome.
Exciting. But one other story, and this one, I don't know how many listeners know this. In fact, I don't know how many people know this. This is classic. It was in, you know, we acquired the campus. And so we closed escrow and we didn't move on the campus right away, of course. We, in fact, rented space whenever we needed it from the Crystal Cathedral Ministries. And that June, there was a big conference. It was an international Knights of Columbus conference that was held here in Orange County at the convention center. And there's so many bishops and cardinals that are members of the Knights that come to this. So when we heard that, Bishop Brown and I talked about it. I sent a letter from him to the Knights head office up in Connecticut. Bottom line, he invited all 82 bishops that attended this conference to visit our campus. 82.
Amazing.
Of the 82, 11 of them were cardinals, right? So they're all here in Orange County, 10 minutes away, and the Knights of Columbus even paid for the executive coaches to bring them over. But what we did, we orchestrated this so that there were three tours, okay, so the bishops could sign up for any one of the three. So on the very first one, it was really the biggest one. I think we had, you know, maybe 35 or so of the bishops came, and they got off the bus. They came into the Arboretum, and Bishop was there, Bishop Todd, to greet them, and we gave them some pleasantries. It was a bit of a reception, and then a presentation on the campus. After the presentation, a tour. Well, with all of this going on, the Orange County Register happened to be present.
Oh.
And they took pictures and wrote an article, etc. So here's the great part of the story. The next day, the very next day, front page, above the fold, an entire half page dedicated with photograph and article about Christ Cathedral campus and all of these bishops coming to visit it. I got to tell you, who was in the picture? The very front of all of these bishops, kind of leading them with Rob Neal, who at the time was giving the tour, the person that's leading them was Bishop Kevin Vann from, Fort Worth, Texas. And he didn't have a clue that this was going to be his.
Isn't that amazing?
Right? And I can recall to this day, I have pictures that, you know, to verify this, because I took a lot of the pictures. But throughout that tour, he, Bishop Kevin Vann, seemed to be kind of the leader, you know, the most interested. And he had made it some kind of a comment, like almost like, I pity the bishop that, you know, because this is a big job. And there's providence for you. He wound up being our bishop. So
what this campus has made such a big difference in this diocese. You know, having experience now in the diocese for so many years and being deacon for 10 years. There's so much excitement, so much buzz, so much of the community coming together as a result of this. And people don't understand that when you give from your heart for your time, talent, and treasure,
right,
God just repays that a hundredfold. And we take a look at Galatians 5:25, and generosity in the New American Bible, generosity is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And when you're generous, God just repays you a hundredfold. I mean, don't be generous because you're expecting to get paid a hundredfold. Be generous because of your love of Jesus, and then the blessings will just flow automatically. It's amazing. And this campus is such a blessing because it has brought us together, and there's so much activity here all the time. It's one of the biggest campuses in the country, correct?
Oh, clearly it is, yeah. In fact, you know, Deacon Steve, if you look at, we're the 10th largest diocese in the nation, and if you look at all the other dioceses and you look at their cathedrals, generally speaking, their cathedral will be in the downtown area, and it's there for major occasions, right? Major liturgical occasions, but it's not necessarily a hub or a campus. Quite often, the diocesan offices are elsewhere, right? But what we have is, as you suggest, as you state so clearly, we have 35 acres. We have seven buildings. We have over 400,000 square feet of usable space. We have become somewhat of a crossroad in terms of faith and reason. You know, today we're celebrating the Eucharist on a weekend for over 13,000 people every weekend. And we're celebrating it in Spanish and Vietnamese and in English and even now in Chinese. You know, it's just amazing. But we're doing that, but we're doing so much more. Right here in the building, I mean, we're broadcasting, right? You're broadcasting. Your show, Deacon Steve, is coming from the Tower of Hope, which is right next to EWTN Television Studio, and we're only one floor below Father Spitzer and the Majus Institute. Up there, one floor above us, is the Augustine Institute and Dynamic Catholic, you know, Matthew Kelly's organization. So you look at some of the finest minds, you know, some of the greatest things that are happening in the Catholic Church. It's just exciting, you know, to see all these things happening. But, you know, let me just go back to the summer. Bishop Vann hosted in our diocese the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, their summer conference. And we had at that time, I think the number, and I don't have it here, but I think it was like 366 bishops were present on our campus for Mass in the Arboretum. Is that special? I mean, that just doesn't happen elsewhere. Okay, 2 weeks ago we had Dean Kuntz in, you know, the extremely famous author. He was in the Fried Theater for a discussion, and that was recorded, again, for EWTN. In December we had Mel Gibson, that's right. We had Mel Gibson, and we had the premiere, not a premiere, but we had a showing of his film prior to it being launched or distributed to the theaters. So, you know, things are happening. I guess it's the bottom line. There is always something happening on this campus, whether it's, again, liturgical. There are so many faith formation programs that are taking place, and then just pure entertainment. It is exciting.
It's Indeed. Been one of the most incredible experiences I've ever been part of. It is the true melting pot of the entire diocese coming together under this incredible campus. And we're going to talk more about that and get into something near and dear to your heart, which is the Conference on Business and Ethics, when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
Rosary Academy is Orange County's premier all-girls Catholic high school in Fullerton. At Rosary, young women take center stage in their faith, academics, and activities. With over 220 leadership positions, 100% college attendance, and traditions like Rosary Day and Red and Gold, your daughter will reap benefits beyond her high school years. We invite you and your daughter to experience Rosary at Preview Day on Sunday, April 2nd, starting at 11 a.m. You'll have an opportunity to tour campus, meet faculty and students, see our nationally ranked dance team perform, and more. Visit rosaryacademy.org. That's rosaryacademy.org. Or call 714-879-6302 for more information. That's 714-879-6302. We look forward to seeing you on April 2nd.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Grecker. We're back here on Powered by the Spirit, and I'm having a lot of fun here with Hank Evers, Director of Development Communications for Orange Catholic Foundation. And he's so animated and excited like I am, and we're talking about what Jesus is doing, you know, how this whole campus is a miracle here in Orange, in Garden Grove, California, in the Orange Diocese. And to see all the activity and everything happening here, and I'm on the campus quite a bit, not as often as you, but I'm on the campus, I'm constantly seeing people taking pictures and moving around because there's so much to see here. I mean, it's almost like a Disneyland type of effect. And we really welcome visitors here, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do. And, you know, it's really funny, Deacon Steve. You mentioned kind of like Disneyland. Do you know that we are, as the crow flies, only a mile away, 1 mile away from Disneyland?
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we're right. It's just, it is. It's incredible.
So people can really have a vacation out here with all the different things in Orange County, Disneyland. But we're really inviting people to come on this campus because it is transformative see everything happening on the campus, the beautiful statues, the scenery. I mean, all these acreage and the buildings and so forth.
Yeah. In fact, we have no less, I would say, than probably a half dozen tour buses that come in here every week. And it's amazing just to see it. I mean, it does look kind of like Disneyland with all the people walking around with their cameras, you know, their phones are out and all that. But I don't think that there's a full hour that you can find during daylight where there isn't somebody here taking pictures. And at times you'll see groups and large groups taking pictures. And like I say, you'll see the tour groups, tour guides. They come from all over the world, and they do come specifically as pilgrims to see this campus. Yes, many people come here because they're in the area near Disneyland, but we have an incredible pull. We have to remember that the Hour of Power, which, you know, it's 40 years ago it started, and over 40 years ago it started, that program was originated from this campus and was broadcast to, I believe at its peak, it was something like 131 countries. So people know the visual, the global icon that we have here. And, you know, they're very interested in seeing it. But now with all the press that we're getting, and again, it's international press, about Christ Cathedral within the Catholic realm, people understand that this is an icon. It's something that is being developed. It's something that is historic, and they really want to see it. But again, Deacon Steve, you said it's magnificent. You know, throughout the campaign, the Capitol campaign we were talking about before, we wanted people to know what it was that the diocese owned. And, you know, we could tell them, and I would create all kinds of beautiful pictures, brochures, we'd go out, we'd talk, but the only thing that really made a difference was getting those people onto the campus, and it was terrific. We had of course, whenever you have a campaign, you're going to have some naysayers. So we had some naysayers saying, again, we shouldn't have spent the money on this, we should have spent it on whatever, feeding the poor. Well, the poor need and appreciate beauty as well. And this is for them. In fact, we can talk about that because right here on this campus, we feed a lot of poor and homeless. We take care of the poor and marginalized. But the point being that during the campaign, we worked with the parishes to bring parishioners by the busload here for tours. We scheduled them and we promoted it very heavily. The naysayers, we have people coming up to us telling us, I used to think that it was a waste of money, but oh my gosh, this place, it's worth even more. You know, I mean, once they experience the beauty, the integrity, the potential, the future that this has to offer for the Catholic Church and for the community, they think it was a steal. And it was, quite honestly, it was a gift from God.
It was a steal versus what had been paid and what we paid for it, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Which substantially
it's just one of the best bargains in the history of the church, I think.
And I had many, many dinner meetings and meetings at night in which we had some of those naysayers, and we did exactly the same thing. We brought them over here, and we really talked about the vision, and it just changed things dramatically. But one of the challenges, quite frankly, is the fact that we had all of these buildings and very complex architectural buildings with all this glass and everything else here. We weren't really sure about, you know, how much money it was going to take and so forth. And certainly it's an ongoing challenge to continue to do what it takes to get all the buildings up to speed and code. Yes. Plus the refurbishing of the actual cathedral itself, which is still underway in 2019 now?
We're looking at 2019.
And so, there's an opportunity for people all over the country and our listening audience to make a difference. And if they're as passionate as we are about this incredible facility here in campus and want to make a contribution, what do they do?
Well, it's so easy. It's really wonderful. All they need to do is go onto our website, which is orangecatholicfoundation.org. And, You know, it's very easy to maneuver on our website and to make a gift. But I would like to mention something else. Anyone out there in the listening audience that is interested, why don't you first take a look at something else? We have a website by the name of heavenlylights.org. Just go to heavenlylights.org. It is incredible. You know, Deacon Steve, you know, it's the cathedral itself is it's this beautiful architectural building comprised of over 11,000 panes of glass. Well, what we've done is to take that design and essentially break it down into areas, and we named each area after a saint, one of the more famous saints.
Awesome.
And now we're allowing people to go on our website and to actually purchase a virtual pane. Now, when I say virtual pane, when you go to the site, you're going to see a one-minute video that's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Then you're going to see a rendering of the cathedral. It is like a CAD program. You know, you can push the button, and the whole cathedral will turn around for you, and you can select the area that you want. Then, just like selecting a seat at a theater, you look at all the panes of glass. You can see the ones that are already taken, and we've sold hundreds since we just started. But then you select your pane of glass, and this is the beauty of it. You can make that a commemorative to a loved one. You can commemorate a pane to someone who has passed, someone that you love, a parent. You could give one to a son or granddaughter that's making their first communion. You can add to it a photograph of the person if you want, a scriptural passage, and up to 160 characters. So you can actually put in there a message, you know, that you want to convey. All of that is captured and then becomes accessible from any computer anywhere in the world, which is really remarkable. But one last thing. When you do this, you will receive, or the person that you're commemorating will receive, a letter from Bishop Van. And, I mean, this is something, you're going to receive a certificate with it that really is suitable for framing. It's beautiful.
What a great opportunity and great
idea. And
it's
tax-deductible. I just want to say, this is a donation. So if you would buy or donate, you can start at $40, and it goes all the way up to $10,000. And we have had one, and we've had two at $5,000, and we've had several at, a lot at $100, and many, many, many at $40. So, you know, the point is there's something there for everyone. It's the gift that you can give to someone who has everything, because I'm pretty sure they don't have one of these. And it's very personalized.
Yeah, that is fantastic and a great opportunity. Speaking of a great opportunity, there is an amazing conference on business and ethics that's a great opportunity for people to attend who are in Orange Diocese or visiting the Orange Diocese. And I know that you've been responsible as part of your job to put that on. And tell us about that, what that conference is all about.
Okay. Well, you know, what we have this year, Deacon Steve, is this is our 15th year, so our 15th annual conference on business and ethics. And the bottom line is this is an annual forum for business leaders in Orange County. That's important. And every business leader that attends truly gets something significant out of this. But it also raises funds to help deserving students who attend Catholic elementary schools in our diocese who simply can't afford to attend. So the money that's raised from this conference supports a tuition assistance program. You know, for what it's worth, it's significant. It's over $300,000, or it was last year, and it will be again this year, I think greater than that. But the Orange Catholic Foundation, through this program and through other programs, have been able to grant over $2 million to the schools, to many of the schools here in the diocese, to support tuition assistance. But the Conference on Business and Ethics, oh my gosh, it's a breakfast, and this is going to be the most exciting ever. We have as a keynote the 3-time Emmy Award-winning actress, Patricia Heaton. I think a lot of people know Patricia from Everybody Loves Raymond. She was Ray's wife, Deborah. But, you know, by the way, that show is still playing.
I know, it's great.
And we watch
show.
It, you know, at home. It's terrific.
And we watch The Middle nonstop, too.
Well,
so.
Good news on The Middle I can share with you. If you like The Middle, and most people do, just today it was announced. In fact, Patricia had tweeted that the ninth season, they just signed for the ninth season. So
awesome.
We can look forward to another year of The Middle. It's going to
awesome.
Be great.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So we have Patricia Heaton as the keynote. And this is great. Receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. This is the Farmers and Merchants Lifetime Achievement Award. And speaking on ethics is none other than the American sportscaster, Mr. Vin Scully.
Wow.
Is that cool or what?
Wow.
I mean, that's huge.
Wow.
That's really, really huge.
We're going to come right back to hear more about this great conference on business and ethics coming up that you can be part of. Is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Deacon Steve Greco and Hank Evers, who is the Director of Development Communications, Orange Catholic Foundation. We're talking about an event that I know he loves to put on, which is the Conference on Business and Ethics, and who's coming and what an all-star cast. And the last person we were mentioning was Vin Scully. I grew up in Glendale, and I grew up a stone's throw away from Dodger Stadium. And, of course, Vin Scully makes us all feel young. But what a great Catholic he is. I mean, everything I've read about him and praying the rosary and how much he's involved in his parish and so forth. And he is the personification of ethics. And what a great, great thing that he's coming to this conference. And tell us more about it.
Okay, well, it's not only that he's coming. This is really, really cool. You know, when Vin retired this past year, one of the first things he did was to record the rosary, and he did that. It's available on CD. He did that with, of all people, through Doug Sherman, Immaculate Heart Radio, and the Catholic Athletes for Christ, CAC. It's marvelous. I mean, it really is marvelous. I have a copy of that. So knowing that, I mean, even though this is a business and ethics conference, but it's put on by the Catholic Church, and we have Vin Scully who did this. So we decided we're going to give everyone, and we're expecting this year well over 1,000. I think the capacity at the largest business hotel here in Orange County, which is where this event will be, the Anaheim Hilton, which is adjacent to the convention center, the largest capacity, where it's still comfortable, we're not squeezing people in, is about 1,100. So we're going to have 1,100 people, I'm sure. It'll be sellout. And we're going to give everyone, we're going to make sure everyone has on their table a copy of this 2-CD program of Vin Scully's, right? And along with the rosaries on CD in a beautiful package will be a rosary. So, you know, we're going to make sure that everybody's equipped when they leave, which
that
is terrific.
Is so
isn't that
amazing. Now, for our listening audience, especially obviously those in the area, how do they get a ticket to be one of the lucky 1,100?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Deacon Steve, all they have to do is go to orangecatholicfoundation.org. And as soon as you go there, actually the lead screen on our website is on the homepage, has pictures of Patricia Heaton, Vin Scully, and, you know, we haven't talked about our MC, have we?
No,
we have a pretty good MC. Yeah,
an
it's,
awesome one,
a really, really good one. Tim Conway Jr. from KFI, he's great. I love listening to him. But you know, it's just to me, it's great because somehow it's almost like something is rubbing off on him and his genes. His dad was one of the funniest men, or still is, I think, alive.
I
love Tim Conway on the Carol Burnett Show.
Right.
But Tim Conway Jr. He's really a remarkable guy. And by the way, Tim is a very strong advocate of Catholic education. And that's one of the reasons that he's the MC. He will personally be talking about Catholic education and why it's so important. So we're blessed. I mean, what a show. But, you know, there's something else, too. At this event, we celebrate two people. We go through an incredible selection process, but we present, I should say, to two very important people the Bishop's Award for Business Integrity. And every year we have, like I say, two remarkable people. This year we have Annette Walker, who is the president of strategy at the Providence St. Joseph Health Center. She's the chief executor of St. Joseph Health as well. And, you know, she's responsible for all the strategy there, et cetera. And St. Joseph Health, as you know, is huge with the hospitals that it manages. And that recently became part of Providence. So it's really expanded its scope. And again, at the conference, you'll learn why she's receiving this award. It's very impressive. And along with Annette Walker is Christopher Furman. Chris Furman is the chief executive officer and president of Ventura Foods. They're here, I believe, in Brea. But again, two great people, and we look forward to presenting those awards by Bishop to them. By the way, one that I didn't mention to you, that this conference, according to the Orange County Business Journal, has been rated for the past 3 years the number one breakfast nonprofit event in the county. That's pretty cool, too.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Now, for this past year, we were bumped to number two by, well, you know, a group that I love, Chalk.
Okay.
I mean, they're great.
Sure.
But the only thing that I kind of don't think is fair is that Chalk had a brunch. We had a breakfast. Now, there are three categories. You can either have a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner. So Chalk was pretty smart, because if you have a brunch, you can report that as either a breakfast or a lunch. The lunch, that's pretty heavy competition. So they put it in against breakfast. I don't blame them.
Sure.
So anyway, they came in number one. We came in number two.
You know, that's fantastic. And again, it's a great opportunity for people to see this in action and those incredible highlight. Vince Scully, I mean, unbelievable. Patricia Heaton, you couldn't ask for anything more than that. But it's such an important topic to business ethics. Because more and more, it seems like people are blurring business ethics. And what makes business ethics so critical?
Especially in these times, you know, ethics, is if you say business and ethics, it's almost like an oxymoron in some cases. It's a topic that is driving the best companies, though, and I think the best leaders. And being able to provide a forum for them is an honor, and it has been over the years. But again, we can't forget the fact that in doing this, we're also helping Catholic education. So we're helping to make Catholic education available, accessible, and affordable to just about anybody that is willing to pay according to their means, right? So by raising money for them, we're helping in a very, very big way. That kind of leads us into from conference on business and ethics and what it does for education into education. And, you know, you look at education, Catholic education, it's wonderful, but it's challenging. And I'm not here to talk about that, about the challenges. That's Greg Duvetter, our superintendent of schools, who would do that. But what I can talk about is the fact that the Orange Catholic Foundation has been able to support our Catholic schools in a very, very big way. And we've done that by providing tuition assistance, as I mentioned before, to many schools. In fact, this past year, it was well over $2 million in tuition assistance. And we've also helped by securing the funding and granting the funds for technology and for infrastructure. So there are a number of schools this year that didn't have air conditioning last year that will this year. And, you know, that's very important here in Southern California. When we look at technology, for example, thanks to grants from the Orange Catholic Foundation, the schools in the Diocese of Orange were the very first Catholic diocesan schools to have a full fiber optic backbone throughout the diocese, which is huge. And then with that technology, we were also the first to employ one-to-one technology, meaning that each student would have some form of whether it's an iPad or a laptop or something, some form of computer. Not every student in the school, but, you know, select classes would have that. So every one of our 34 elementary schools in the Diocese of Orange have one-to-one. Now, we did that in the past, and that was funded through the Orange Catholic Foundation. But now we're going, taking that a step further and helping support with something that I think is exciting. It's an e-lending library so that the kids in our diocese can access any of the classics. They'll be able to access whatever they need for class, for their studies, directly online. They don't have to go to the library and worry that it may be out and, you know, wait for it to get back. So, again, we've done a lot there. And through the ACE program, Notre Dame ACE program, which is Alliance for Catholic Education, they provided a study for our diocese which suggested and we implemented the formation of the Alliance, Marian Alliance. That's three schools that are within about a five-mile proximity of each other, all in an economically challenged area of Santa Ana. And through that, the three don't function as one. They function not autonomously. They have their own brand, but we have the opportunity through our schools department to handle a lot of economies of scale, of efficiencies. And we have been able to, through the Orange Catholic Foundation, to raise considerable funding for that and just started an endowment fund in honor of Bishop Van. We created an endowment fund with a goal of $10 million.
Awesome.
Just for them.
And you know, it's amazing as you think about the Orange County Foundation or Orange Catholic Foundation, rather, as you think about what you do, you're making a gigantic difference for children and for education. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Gotta tell you, it's a pleasure.
You've been amazing. And Heavenly Father, we just pour out the blessings that you have in the name of Jesus on all of our listeners. And we ask, Lord God, that they be blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. We say this through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In Jesus' name, I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God
Amen.
Bless everyone. We'll be back next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.